Our scripture reading this morning is from 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 through 7, A Living Hope. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. By his great mercy, he has given us a new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead and into the inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you, who are being protected by the power of God through the faith for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you rejoice, even if now for a little while you have had to suffer various trials, so that the genuineness of your faith, being more precious than gold, that though perishable, is tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. This is the word of God for the people of God. All thanks be to God. Amen. For the gospel reading, please stand as you are able or are comfortable. The gospel reading comes from Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 14, the shepherds and the angels. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over the flock by night. Then the angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in the manger." And suddenly there was an angel, a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." This is the gospel of Christ. Glory to you, O Christ. Amen. And now the Aldersgate Chorale will be singing "For to Us from God Came Near, the Miracle and Majesty of Christmas." Please be seated.
Merry Christmas, everyone, again. Just in case I don't see you on New Year's Day, Happy New Year. Happy New Year to you. How many Christmases have you celebrated so far? Well, of course, it depends on your age. And do you remember every single Christmas present you got by year? 2020, 2019, 2018. For example, let's say 2019, just before the pandemic, what presents did you get for Christmas? Maybe some of you can remember clearly or not. I cannot even remember what I've got last year. I must try hard remembering it. Maybe I must check my note or something or photos, right? Think about the memory of the best Christmas experience you ever had in your life. Probably some of you, if not many, can. Maybe some of you cannot. That is okay. No matter how fantastic, glorious, or memorable your Christmases you might have had in the past, those times are now gone, and those memories are being faded like dreams. And you must realize that your best Christmas ever is this year, this season, right now, and you are still experiencing it. It doesn't matter this year's Christmas is again a COVID Christmas. It doesn't matter you are not getting lots of Christmas presents this year. It doesn't matter not many people have invited you to Christmas parties or holiday gatherings. It's not a good timing anyhow. But as long as you are living and breathing now, you still have an opportunity to make the most wonderful, the best Christmas in your lifetime ever. At every Christmas, God always reminds you of that you already have received many amazing gifts from God. Of course, above all, the greatest gift is Jesus. But besides Jesus, there are so many other precious gifts that God has given you. Your life, of course, is one of the amazing gifts from God, too. However, we should not take all the God's gifts for granted. We must remember and claim these priceless gifts from God so that we can truly and joyfully celebrate God's gifts for you, for me, and for everyone. Forget about all the past years. Simply be grateful to God for all the Christmases in the past. Now, this year's Christmas is going to be your best Christmas if you rediscover and reclaim God's special gifts for you. This year, my Christmas sermon series title is God's 9 Amazing Gifts of Christmas. Why just 9 gifts, you might ask? Well, of course, God has given you way more than 9 gifts, okay? Hold that thought, please. Let me explain why in a minute. So this morning, I'd like to share with you my first message on the first 3 gifts. Then on Christmas Eve, I will share with you the next 3 gifts during the service at 7 p.m. And finally, my third and final sermon on the last 3 gifts at 11 p.m. Truly and graciously, God's loving gifts for you are countless, limitless, and timeless. For my sermon series, I'd like to share with you an acrostic poem that spells out the word Christmas. The word Christmas has 9 letters. That's why I decided to share God's 9 amazing gifts as my Christmas sermon series this year. Of course, there are so many gifts from God through Christmas and through Jesus. I hope and pray that whenever you say, hear, or use the word Christmas, you can remember at least 9 gifts from God. So this morning, I'd like to share with you God's first 3 gifts of Christmas by using the first 3 letters, C, H, and R. Number 1, C is for Christ Child. Let's say it all together, Christ Child. Newsflash, everyone, there would be no Christmas without Christ. It's the simple truth. Everyone knows that, but not everyone remembers it or cares for the true meaning for Christmas. Yes, Christmas begins with Christ Child. From this morning's Luke's Gospel, we read the angel's proclamation to the shepherds. Verse 10, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger. Every time I read this verse 12, it makes me smile. God's best and greatest gift for the entire humanity is wrapped in bands of cloth. The greatest gift. Of course, the Christ child is always the real and prime reason for the season of Christmas. Yes, Jesus is absolutely God's greatest gift for you, for me, and for everyone. As many of you are already aware and know the word, Christmas is a combination of the two words, Christ and Mass. Mass means worship or adoration. We all come to worship the Christ child. Also, some people use X Christmas, short for Christmas. Actually, this X is not an English letter, alphabet X. It's a Greek letter pronounced Chi. It's short for Christos, meaning Christ. Anyhow, simply Christ, Christmas time is a time of worship Christ Jesus. Christmas time is a time of giving thanks to God for the most ultimate gift of Jesus. By the way, I have discovered that these God's nine amazing gifts of Christmas are also connected to the fruit of the Holy Spirit that has nine tastes, nine flavors. Apostle Paul lists the nine tastes of the fruit of the Holy Spirit, Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Please notice that the fruit of the Spirit is singular, not plural, but it has those nine flavors, nine tastes, nine gifts. Therefore, we can match this Christ child with the love flavor out of the nine flavors of the fruit of the Holy Spirit. My sisters and brothers in Christ, yes, on Christmas, love came down to us as the Christ child. Number two, H is for, everyone says, hope. The birth of Jesus means the birth of hope in the human history. We would be lost and devastated without hope. I'm sure you all received my Christmas pastoral letter that I sent you this year. I'm sure on the letterhead, a big phrase caught your attention. Christmas brings what? Hope. And on the bottom, 1 John 5:11 is printed. Let's read all together. This is the testimony. God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. This hope is eternal hope and a living hope in Christ. From the passage of 1 Peter, Apostle Peter proclaims in verse 3, by his great mercy, he has given us a new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Due to the recent deadly tornadoes, Mayfield, Kentucky. Anybody from Kentucky? Okay. This small city was nearly destroyed. Look at this photo that shows the devastation. I was watching the NBC nightly news last week. Anchor Lester Holt was interviewing one of the survivors from the deadly tornadoes in Mayfield, Kentucky. The whole city Mayfield was almost gone, and horrible scenes seemed like worse than battlefield. There was some conversations between the reporter and the mayor and some residents. Here are some interview questions and answers among them. Question: what are the age range of the victims who passed away, who died, who were killed? Answer: between 5 months and 86 years old. Question: how long did it take for the tornado to destroy the whole city? Answer: 45 seconds. Then finally, the resident added, but we would never give up hope. Yes, as long as you are breathing, even amid crisis and dangers, your utmost lifeline is hope. When Jesus was born, hope was born too. It's Christmas hope. Hope is universal. Having hope is being resilient to all kinds of adversity. It's standing firmly on your ground, on your foundation. As a Christian, what is your foundation? What is your ground? Where are you standing on? When you have hope, where would you stand on if not on Christ Jesus? We are familiar with the hymn that begins with this sentence: my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. Then the refrain goes like this: on Christ's solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. Hope comes through your patience and resilience. So the closest matching gift of the fruit of the Spirit would be patience. In Romans 8:25, Apostle Paul also urges us, but if we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it with patience. My brothers and sisters in Christ, Christmas brings you hope. Yes, one of God's amazing gifts of Christmas for you is hope. Number three, R is for rejoicing, rejoicing. While I'm driving by myself, I enjoy listening to the radio, but I'm not always listening to NPR or Christian music stations. Sometimes I listen to other general music stations. Did you know that 103.5 KOSD radio station always starts playing Christmas carols right after Halloween, or sometimes even before Halloween? It's not even Thanksgiving season yet. Wow, I guess they enjoy Christmas carols way more than Christians do. See, even non-Christians and general people love festive holiday songs and try to be in happy moods as long as possible. How about us Christians? Unlike others, we have more than 10,000 reasons to be grateful, joyful, and cheerful. Not just holidays, but also every day, right? We can rejoice in good days and even in bad days. No matter how difficult, hard, or depressing your life seems, you can still rejoice. Because rejoicing is God's another gift through Christ. Christmas always comes with rejoicing. From the 1 Peter passage, verse 6, in this you rejoice, even if now for a little while you have had to suffer various trials. The phrase "in this" refers to the living hope in Christ. Because of this living hope in Jesus, even though you go through certain times of sufferings and trials, you can rejoice. What a perfect encouragement for you to rejoice in the midst of the times of crisis and trials. As long as you are in Christ, you would have no excuse not to rejoice. Apostle Paul also proclaims the will of God for you. 1 Thessalonians 5:16 through 18. Rejoice always. Pray continually. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will, God's will, for you in Christ Jesus. According to this verse, God's will for you is clearly shown as one thing in three ways. Rejoice always, pray continually, and give thanks in all circumstances. From the Luke's passage, when the angel appeared to the shepherds, these guys, shepherds, were terrified at first. However, when they heard the good news of the birth of Jesus, and when they witnessed the multitude of the heavenly host praising, their fears were turned into joy. Verses 13 and 14, a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest heaven and on earth, peace among those whom he favors. After all, these shepherds themselves joyfully share the good news with everyone. At the end of shepherd's story, here is verse 20. The shepherds returned glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told them. So, joy is obviously the matching gift of the fruit of the Holy Spirit. Nehemiah 8:10 says, the joy of the Lord is your strength. Yes, indeed. Rejoicing always is not only a will of God for you, but also an amazing Christmas gift from God. So that even though you go through, you encounter and confront any fears in your life, in any ways, you should be able to transform those fears into actions in faith by rejoicing and praising God. My friends in Christ, this morning we have shared the first three gifts of Christmas: Christ, child, hope, and rejoicing. These are not just fancy Christmas words, but your own gifts to claim, to own, and to enjoy always. And please share these amazing gifts with others. And I will share with you the remaining six gifts of during the Christmas Eve services at 7 p.m. and 11 p.m. You can guess what the remaining six gifts of Christmas could be, and also you can try matching them with the rest of the fruit of the Holy Spirit. To be continued. Thanks be to God. Amen.